And we are at 9 o'clock. I'll slowly kind of bring us to order as this is our special meeting of the Grover Beach City Council.
It's a virtual meeting.
26th at 9 a.m. And I will do a call to order. And if Mr. Hampion, you would be so kind to lead us in the flag salute, please.
Be happy to. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much for that, sir. I will now turn it over to our city clerk for a roll call, please.
Okay. Councilmember Bright, I don't know if I saw her yet.
She is coming in here in just a moment. I just talked to her on the phone.
And actually, before we do a roll call, Wendy, let me do a just a quick notification that meetings can be viewed on Channel 20 and are live streamed on the city's website and on www.slow-span.org. Members of the public are invited and encouraged to provide public comment during the meeting by calling in at 805-321-6639. We will allow for some public communication during this meeting. You can submit them either via phone or via email to gbadmin@groverbeach.org prior to the special meeting time of 9 a.m. this morning. Written comments will be read aloud during the city council meeting on the appropriate agenda item and are subject to customary 3-minute time limits. And hopefully that has provided enough time for Councilmember Bright to come online.
Not yet, but let me continue. And when she pops on, I will call her. Councilmember Miller.
Here.
Councilmember Robert.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
Here.
Mayor Lee.
I'm here.
I do not see her yet, but I will let you know when she's online.
We do have a quorum, so we'll kind of proceed accordingly in anticipation that she'll be here momentarily. And then just a quick note for Councilmember Miller. Your volume does seem to be pretty muted on your microphone, so I'm not sure. Just want to make sure that we capture all of the good information that we're going to share today with each other.
Yeah. Let me try a set of headphones.
And I do see that we do have several members of staff on this morning. And before I turn it over to the city manager for introductions, let me open this meeting to public comment, where any member of the public may address the council for a period not to exceed 3 minutes on any item total, on any item described in the agenda. The council will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the council cannot act on items not on the agenda. So, Wendy, is there anyone under public communications this morning?
No, there's no one on the line.
Then I will go ahead and close public communications, bring it back to the council. And that brings us to our business item today, which is council goal setting workshop for fiscal year 21-23. And with that, I'll turn it over to our city manager, Matt Bronson, to do introductions and the quasi-staff report.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good morning, council members. We're delighted to be here for your fiscal year 21-23 council goal-setting workshop. This really is the culmination of the goal-setting process that was started back in December through the posting of an online community survey to get public input in the process. We also had a community forum that was done virtually. We got input from our advisory boards and commissions. We've shared the information regarding our financial condition, the status of current goals. So all this culminates in the most important part of this process, and that is your workshop this morning, where you are asked to deliberate and decide on your most important priorities. to help define the work of city government and provide structure and clarity and focus for what we carry out over these next 2 years. So on behalf of our city staff team, I'm delighted to be here. And our staff team, our department directors are here as resources for the council this morning. And if you have any questions or need any clarification from our staff team, we're certainly able and willing to help the council in the process here this morning. But with that, I will turn it over to our facilitator, who will be leading the council through this process over the course of this morning. We have Ken Hampion, former city manager in San Luis Obispo, and goal-setting guru, I like to say, who has done a great job with our past processes and other communities, and we're really pleased to have Ken back with us once again. And again, thank you, council, for your diligence, your thoughtfulness, and your work in this process. It really makes this come alive and help define priorities for our community going forward. With that, Mr. Hampion, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much, Matt, and thank you for the kind introduction. This is my third time facilitating goal setting for the city of Grover Beach, and I really appreciate the opportunity to assist you this morning. And I've done this in many cities, not only in San Luis Obispo, but all over the place, but I've never done this virtually. So I may be a goal-setting guru, but I'm definitely not a technology guru. So let's see if I can at least accomplish a screen share here. So everybody seeing the PowerPoint? PowerPoint up on the screen? No.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. I'm getting a bad network quality thing here. Let's see if I get that improves things. Okay. All right. So Matt really described this in his introduction. There have been a lot of inputs to the City Council up to this point. The status of your current projects and goals and the fiscal condition. You were updated on that earlier this month. There's been a lot of community input that has been summarized for you through the form of surveys, and there was a community forum in late January. And so today is really the day where the council gets its opportunity to roll up its sleeves and do some very important work heading into the budget process. And in contrast to many cities where council members don't even see the budget until maybe May at the earliest, often even in June, this is a much better way to go, where you lead the way by setting forth what the most important priorities should be. So this is what our workshop looks like today. We are already ahead of schedule, because I'm going to give you the overview of the process and guidelines for this morning. And then the bulk of the morning is really dedicated to you and your opportunity to do the work. So 5 steps are really involved in today's process. This all began with your individual proposals for what Grover Beach's highest priorities should be. Those were submitted several days ago, and the city manager and I organized those under common themes. Where we had more than one proposal under a theme, we've drafted synthesized statements. There was really only one goal where only one council member submitted it, and we've used the council member's language verbatim in that case. In the other cases, there's been some revision to bring in aspects of the various ideas that have been submitted. So most of our time, or a lot of our time this morning, is going to be spent going through the draft synthesized statements that the city manager and I put together to make sure that they're clear, there's a good understanding of what's being said. And once we get through that process, we will then be able to put together what we call the final menu of proposed goals, or the ballot. We will send a copy of that final work to you via email. Nicole will be sending that out. and then it will be time to wait and rank the goals, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Here's the 11 categories that emerged this year. Many of them, if not all of them, we saw 2 years ago. So there's a great deal of consensus already in Grover Beach on what are the important areas of local government that need your support and that are of high community interest. We drafted the goal statements that you'll be looking at in a minute in a very concise fashion. They're really designed to navigate the course, but not to row the boat. The added detail that some council members provide will be happy or helpful in putting together the work program descriptions for the major city goals. But even if a proposed goal doesn't make it to that highest tier, the added information is still happy. I'm in a happy mood this morning. Is still helpful in putting together the budget, because some of these interests are going to find their way into the budget anyway. Some of the ideas will be very helpful in putting together the work program descriptions, where we do get a little bit more detail. Here's what the rating scale looks like, and we will send you a copy of this when you get the final ballot so that you can refer back to it. It's a 0 to 4 scale. You can see what the ballot will ultimately look like there in the lower right. We don't want to have point inflation, so, or grade creep. So there is a limit to how many points each council member will get to spread. Because we have 11 proposed goals, 2 points per goal, everyone will have 22 points to spread. Now, just a suggestion that I make to council members, there's, you know, it's always hard to separate what's most important from what's just important. And so I have had council members in the past who want to spread the love around and maybe give a lot of twos so that they can spread points to more things, or ones or twos here and there. The only thing about that is you tend to, as an individual, to have less of an impact on the outcome. So as hard as it is, 3 and 4s for the things that are really most important, some 2s maybe here and there, but just something to be mindful of, that if you spread your points too thin, the impact is diminished somewhat. Here's what the final ballot will look like. So after you have done your individual ratings, and they're returned to the staff, and I'll explain in a minute how you can get them back to the staff virtually, we will put together a spreadsheet, and the goal statements that you've approved this morning will be in that column that you're looking at on your left, and then we'll show the ratings across the council. We'll see totals, and we'll see an average. That will give us a rank. During a break, the staff will suggest where the tier lines should go. These are going to be the 3 priority tiers, major city goals. They'll maybe be somewhere between 3 or 4 in that category. Other important objectives or goals, and then the third tier is as resources permit. You know, these are things that are important. Maybe we can move them a little bit. Maybe not, depends on resources, both staff time and money. Major city goals, these are the biggies, the highest priority things to advance in the next 2 to 3 years. These are the ones that will have detailed work program descriptions developed, so you could really get into, you know, things like schedule, how much money will be needed, what are the steps, what can you realistically do in the next 2 years? Because some major city goals, most of them, in fact, are typically multi-year undertakings. And these work program descriptions for the major goals will be coming back to you in April. Tiers matter, but all the proposals are helpful They can help break ties in terms of determining where time and money goes. And staff will be making many decisions internally on what to recommend to you in June when you're in the budget final approval stage. And knowing where the council stands early on is very helpful to the staff in making those internal decisions. And as I mentioned earlier, all the ideas are valuable grist for the budget and for work plans. So this is not the end of the process in a way. It's just the beginning. There will be the work program review in April, budget presentations and hearings in mid-June, and final budget adoption on June 28th. So even though today is kind of the council's work day, as opposed to being more of a community forum or budget hearing, there will be more opportunities for the public to weigh in as you go through the process. So we are going to send you a copy of this slide for your use when you do the ratings, so that you'll have the rating scale in front of you. And in the little gold box there, a new twist, since we're doing this virtually, how do you return your ratings once you've completed them? And that is, you can do it in one of three ways. You can email it to Nicole, or you can call Nicole, or you can even take a cell picture and text them to the city manager. So whatever is most comfortable, easiest for you, will be fine with us. And there'll be a little bit of a break where when staff crunches the numbers, and we should be able to get this done fairly quickly. I'm proposing that we give council members up to 15 minutes to do the rating. You may not need that much time. I know you've had a list of the consolidated goals, all of the goal proposals that were submitted under the categories. And this is available online, posted with the meeting as a document if the public would like to take a look. But you've had it for a while. If this goes faster and Nicole gets all five ratings sooner than 15 minutes, then we will we'll just move a little bit faster in getting the results out. And there'll be a breakout room for the staff to do the work. And hopefully that will all run smooth. So here's the five next immediate steps. The very next thing we're going to do is we're going to review the draft statements for clarity. The final ballots, after we've agreed on the language, will be emailed to council. Council members will have up to 15 minutes to return them in one of three ways. We'll take a break to crunch the numbers and for the staff to recommend the tiers. Then we'll come out, review the results with council, make sure the council is comfortable where we have recommended the tier breaks, and then we'll wrap it up, and off we go with the rest of the budget process. So before we get started on the draft statements, are there any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Hampion, for that introduction. So let's do a quick questions of see if anybody from the council has questions. So Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
No questions for me. Thank you.
Council Member Miller.
No questions. Thank you.
Council Member Robert.
Yeah, one question. You said with our results, you could text them back to the city manager. But you had Nicole's number up there. Is that one and the same?
I don't think so, Matt.
So where do we text the results? Nicole or Matt?
Go ahead, Matt.
Captain Robert, you can actually call the results to Nicole. That was the number that was shown on screen. That is our city manager's office number, or you can send me a text. You have my cell number, and you can give that to me either way.
Got it. Thank you. That's it.
Okay.
And then I'll check with our city clerk and see if Councilmember Bright has joined us.
Yes, she has.
Very good. Then Councilmember Bright, any questions?
Well, yes, I do. I'm a little confused just by the process here. So we're not going to discuss this. Are we just going to, go for it and put down, rank these things and then come back?
That it's really a matter of council discretion. If the council wants to debate or discuss the relative merits of the proposed goals, you can certainly spend a few minutes talking about that. We would want to do that after you have gone through all of the proposed goal synthesized statements and make sure that you're comfortable with the language. So if you want to have that moment, I would say let's have it after we go through and just make sure we're clear on what's being said.
But that's not what you're suggesting. What you're suggesting is that we're going to, right now we're just going to review the statements, mm-hmm. and then each council member is going to rank these statements, and then we're going to come back together and see where they all fall.
You can do it that way. But if the council wants to have just a few minutes before you go off individually to rate the goals, to just talk about the end result and just discuss any of the ideas, that's entirely up to you.
Okay.
Maybe I'll interject in there. And I think Councilmember Wright or Karen, I think what we've done in the past is as we've been reviewing the draft statements, which obviously are compiled from the information that we sent in earlier in the week based upon all the community input, I think this is the time for us to kind of make sure that we've got the goals in the right statement. And if we want to combine a statement or two, that's part of the reviewing it for clarity and to have that discussion. I think where Ken is kind of suggesting is that we don't add in a 12th brand new goal statement from out of the blue based upon the process that we've gone through. So these are the kind of the goal statements that we've all provided, and these are kind of our working documents, unless there's something specific that I'm missing in your understanding. But yeah, now is going to be the time for us to go through and make sure we've captured all of the information we want in the goal statements.
Okay. I was just trying to clarify. I'm not trying to change the process. I was just trying to clarify what we're doing. So thank you for the information.
Very good. And for the benefit of those that are that might be listening or watching, so I will go ahead and allow some public communication, probably between step one and two. I know we've got one person on the line, but just after we've gone through all the goal statements, I'll give one opportunity for the public to communicate during this meeting, and then obviously during future meetings as well. So, Ken, back to you.
Okay. So now I'm going to screen share, I hope. Okay. Okay, in a minute, you should see the first draft goal statement. Is that available to you now? Are we seeing the building and facilities goal?
Yes, we are, Ken.
Okay. All right. So we let me just say that these goals that you're going to be looking at now are in alphabetical order. They're not based on how many council members proposed a goal under the category or any sense of staff priorities. They're purely in alphabetical order. So I'll just give you a minute to read the goal. And then if anybody has any proposed edits, we will work on that, make sure the council is comfortable with the statement, and then we'll move to the next one. So building and facilities improvements, take a second to read it and we'll see where we are.
And I think I'll just add for the sake of time, if you do have changes or edits, go ahead and raise your hand. Otherwise, I won't go through all each of the council members. Just if you have any edits, go ahead and raise your hand or unmute yourself. And then also I'll just confirm with the city manager that department heads are here if we have specific questions as well. Is that correct?
That is correct, Mayor.
Thank you, sir.
This one. So everybody had a chance to read it, and just if you feel like it's clear and understandable what's being proposed here, then we'll move on to the next. If someone thinks it could be stated a little bit differently, then let's talk about that.
Could I ask a question or just a clarification?
Sure.
So Matt sent us a listing of all of the goals,
right,
a couple days ago. So I just want to be sure. So as I'm looking through all the goals, this is the capturing of everyone's suggestions. So because I could have the other one next to me.
Everyone that submitted a proposal under a category, as best we could. I mean, you know, in some cases, there may have been a level of detail that would be more appropriate for a work program description. But the suggestion is shown under the relevant category, because if that particular category bubbles to the top, then there will be a work program description put together, and some of the more detailed ideas that came in could find their way into it. But in this case, for example, building and facility improvements, there were two proposals that were submitted, and one of them, which is in italics, on the consolidated goals list that you're referring to, that actually was a part of another goal that the council members submitted, but it had a piece of it that related to buildings and facility maintenance and improvement as well. So we put that one there. So, you know, there aren't, if this was just purely going by the numbers, there should be only 35 council proposals in that consolidated document, but there's a little bit more because we had to tease out, in some cases, suggestions that were part of one category that kind of also related to another category. So those are all in italics, so you know which ones they are in the attached document that you're looking at. So that when council looks at a category, you're kind of seeing the universe of ideas that came in. In this case, there were two, one of them quite detailed in its drafting, and another was an idea that was a part of another goal proposal. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, thank you. I just want everyone, I guess, to know that, you know, if you had something else, and it didn't make it in this goal statement, and you really think it should be there, then now's the time, right?
That's true.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for the clarification. I think we're good with this one.
All right. Let's go to the next. City beautification and public art. Had several relevant proposals.
I think my only suggestion here, and this may be a little bit of a theme throughout. I know we've got quite a focus on Grand Avenue in a number of our goal statements this year. I'm wondering if we, instead of only identifying Grand Avenue, we say Grand Avenue and 13th Street, or Grand Avenue and Oak Park, something of that nature, so that we're making sure that for our major entries, Grand Avenue and other other elements are included.
So it's a suggestion to add to the parenthetical statement, 13th Street, Oak Park. Now, you know, these are examples, so that doesn't necessarily exclude other streets. As you get into more of the detail, if this becomes a priority. So that's one option. Another option is to eliminate the parenthetical altogether and say major entryways. And then as you, if this one bubbles up to the top, and you do a work program description, then the more detailed, you know, specific streets that you have in mind could come into it then. So those are two ways that the council could go here.
Any preference by the council? I mean, I think I'd be okay with adding to the examples, to the EGs.
I think adding to the examples provides that clarification and doesn't take away from the intent. So I think we're fine doing that.
Everyone, is there a council consensus?
Okay. I was going to say just take them out altogether, but if I'm good with the, however, whatever the majority wants.
Yeah, I agree with Karen. I never thought of 13th as an entrance to the city, but that's fine. Either way is fine.
And actually, I probably misspoke. I think my focus would have been more on Grand Avenue and Oak Park, 13th kind of being one of those ones that comes from the south. But yeah, so far, any desired approach, Robert?
No, either way is fine with me. Thank you.
Okay, we're at 2.5.
Yeah. Okay, you're going to have to tell me what to do here. Either I'll leave it as it is, or eliminate 13th Street, or just take out the parenthetical.
We know what the major entryways are to our city.
Take it out.
I think it should. I don't think it should be there.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's go ahead and take out the parenthetical then. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
And then again, like Ken said, if it goes into it becomes a major city goal or a next tier goal, the work program can expand upon that.
Exactly.
Very good. All righty. Good. Moving right along. Code compliance. Hang on a second. Let me get this where you can see. There we go. All right.
Any language modifications anyone wants to suggest?
I had a just quick question about our current code compliance. Do we have one full-time person, or is it a half-time person?
I can answer that, Mayor Pro Tem Shaw. We have a full-time FTE who is a code compliance officer that leads our program, and that's our current staffing level.
Okay. Thank you.
And this may be getting too far into the weeds, Matt, but do we have a sense of where our full-time staff person is spending his or her time? I know at this moment it's Rick, but I mean, I see issues such as overgrown landscaping. Is that a high priority that we're seeing from the community? I can anticipate short-term rentals because it's a program that's kind of getting off the ground, signage, right-of-way encroachments, and then obviously cannabis. So I'm just wondering if overgrown landscaping is something that's bubbled up in our code compliance complaints.
Yeah, let me begin to answer that, and then actually I'm going to ask our community development director, Bruce Buckingham, to speak more to that since he oversees the code compliance function. But I'll say right now, the focal point to a lot of our code compliance work is dealing with COVID compliance. That has been a major theme over the last year.
although that is a hopefully short-term theme that we'll be able to pivot away from over the course of this next two-year cycle. But I want to ask Bruce to be able to weigh in further on other code compliance areas that we're seeing.
Good morning, Mayor, members of council. In short, we do get occasional complaints about weeds, meaning they're greater than 4 inches outside of the weed abatement season, but very few complaints about overgrown landscaping currently.
Okay. So I think from my perspective, I would probably move that down on the list, even though the list is probably not intended to be prioritized. But I think I would put, and if COVID is still there, from that perspective, I would maybe just say pandemic compliance, and then put short-term rentals, illegal business signage, conflicting right of way, overgrown landscaping. So maybe not remove it, but to put it down in the hierarchy. Any concerns with that?
So that I'm clear, you're suggesting adding language in the statement, and where are you before, I guess, right?
Okay. Yeah, to Matt's point, and I should remember this is a two-year goal setting, so hopefully the pandemic will not be front and center much beyond 6 months, hopefully.
Specific language change, or are we?
And maybe a specific change would be to take after such issues as take the overgrown landscaping and put it where you have your cursor.
Okay, got it.
Any other comments by council members regarding the wordsmithing?
No, I think that makes a lot of sense, Jeff.
I had a question for staff. How do you feel the staffing level is working? Do you feel that we would need more staff time? Because I know hiring people is a big undertaking. And if we feel we need more people, maybe we should put it in the goal.
I would answer that, Mayor Pro Tem Shaw, and first to say that ultimately what we will come back to you with our budget will reflect your council goals, and the outcome of this process will allow us to then focus some additional efforts in key areas defined by our goals. So I'm a little hesitant to answer it directly in that it really needs to flow from what you believe are most important, and then we will develop budget accordingly for that. I will say that, as the council knows, we've gone from having essentially no full-time staff for code compliance to one full-time staff, and we've been able to do a tremendous amount. Could we do more? Yes, but it really depends on what the priority is and what the council believes is most important.
Okay, yeah, I just don't want to get down that road of giving one person 100 things to do that they can't accomplish. So however we word the goal, if you feel you need 1.5 people, you would then come back and tell us that.
That's okay. Correct.
Okay.
That's a perfect example of how the work programs come into play. Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, so with the moving that statement about landscaping toward the end there, are we good with the current statement as drafted? Unfortunately, virtually, I don't see nodding heads like we do in the room, but I'm going to assume that nobody's objecting to moving on.
Yes, we had a couple thumbs up there.
Okay.
So. I think we're good to go ahead and move on that one.
All right, good. Because I can't see you on my screen as we're going through this. Okay, community engagement is next.
Any suggested wordsmithing by council members? Not seeing any hands or microphones come off. I think this one might be good.
All right. Here's one where we had six suggestions. So you might say, how could you have six? There's only five council members, but this is an example of where we, or maybe this one was five. No, this one was five. We do have one with six. But that, you know, where we do, that's an example of pulling a thought over from another proposal and also including it under that category. But here's one, obviously, every council member had a high interest in.
So to the city manager's point earlier, to Matt's point earlier, obviously we anticipate that COVID will change and modify over the course of the next 2 years, but I like the fact that there's a COVID-related economic strategy in here because it is going to take us multiple years to see the impacts of it on economic development and recover from it. So I'm good with this language as is. Any comments or suggestions by council members? Looking like we're good to go on this one, Kane.
Yeah, sorry. I think it's appropriate here in this setting, and I imagine at the next school setting, it may be something that won't be necessary. So I think it is appropriate here. So that's my comment.
And I was good with the statement of attracting hotels along Grand Avenue in the fact that, we have two approved along El Camino. There's not really any other specific sites in Grover except along Grand Avenue. So I'm good with that that specificity regarding the attraction of hotels.
Okay. Sounds like we have a comfort level with this statement. All righty.
Three.
So this is the one where we use the language exactly as submitted by the council member.
I like it. Any okay. concerns by other council members?
All right. Let's go to housing and homelessness. Comments, changes, or look pretty good?
Maybe a quick wordsmithing question for Matt is, maybe this falls into the work program with regards to what we're doing with our housing elements and our Grand Avenue master plans and so forth. That would more fall into the work program, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. We would probably drill down further on that specificity in our work programs. That being said, if the council wanted to highlight certain areas in this goal statement, that's your discretion to be able to acknowledge some of that piece within the statement as well.
So Miriam, I see you went off mute, now on mute. So any questions or wordsmithing?
I would kind of agree with that suggestion because the way it's worded now, it says collaborate with developers and nonprofits to increase affordable housing, but you know, it doesn't mention what we can do and will do and are doing as a city to just encourage development at all levels. So I don't know if you know, there should be a phrase about making adjustments I don't know how to say it. It's too, I'm not a morning person.
So are you thinking we add a reference to maybe ADUs and tiny homes?
I don't know if it's to be that specific or just to say, you know, making updates to our housing element in or to our, not just our housing element, but to our code and our housing element and just to our regulations to encourage housing, encourage and support the development of housing at all levels for everybody. And also just to collaborate with developers and nonprofits is good, but we also, you know, we are collaborating with a developer right now in the Cleaver Park project. And maybe just because I've been down, we've been down this hillside road, I think that at some point Cleaver Park will get a little bumpy. And I think it should be a goal to get to support that established project or somehow say support and see through or something. I don't know.
So maybe I can craft some language and see if it makes sense in to the code updates. Maybe before collaborate, can we add something like internally city will update necessary codes increase overall housing stock.
I'm losing the audio a little bit there.
That's because I was mumbling. Updates, appropriate or applicable codes and standards. Encourage housing construction. We'll see how this resonates with the rest of the council.
Did you want to add to meet diverse needs? Because I kind of heard that in the conversation that, you know, just
I'm good with that. Yep, to meet diverse needs.
How's that look?
And then perhaps under collaborate with developers and nonprofits in efforts to increase overall housing stock, including affordable housing availability.
How's that?
Any input from council members? And I don't see Councilmember Miller. I don't see Anna. Is she still with us?
I'm here. I'm just doing another read over.
So maybe a question for Matt and Bruce is, does this get too squishy or incorporate too much into the statement for implementation?
I can take the first crack and then Bruce can add to it. I think this certainly is a key area of focus. It's work that's already underway, and I think this could help just provide additional oomph behind moving this forward. The reason why it wasn't included was it wasn't submitted by the council, but it is a significant body of work that the council is aware of and really is key to how we help facilitate housing production within our city. So I think this is a pretty general statement that I think would provide a good goal direction, and then we would come back in the work program to really drill down on specificity, including the Cleaver Park property. We are very mindful of that project, and we will have that be a work program item that would really help define this. Let me see if Bruce has anything more to add to that.
The language is fine as I read it. It's consistent with Moving forward with our code updates, which again, the council just reviewed the RFP, and that's out on the street. So that is going to be happening, and it's all about encouraging or facilitating housing construction.
Okay. Then I'll look back at the council and see if there's any wordsmithing or if there's concurrence with this language. Yep. Anna, go ahead.
Thank you. So I just read over the goal again with the changes, and I think it almost takes away the priority of creating affordable housing, because now it looks like an afterthought. So what if we change the order of that sentence about housing stock to say increase to create affordable housing and also increase overall housing stock? Would that be okay?
Let me offer a friendly suggestion. Rather than saying including affordable housing availability, we change including to with a priority on affordable housing availability.
I like that. Thank you. That's great.
How's that?
I like it. I think
I like it too.
Captures more what we're actually working on and some of the things that are going to be faced in the next couple of years.
Okay. Sounds like consensus.
That works. Very good. Thanks.
Yeah, that was a good one. Pedestrian, bicycle, and traffic safety. Quite a bit of interest in this one.
Yeah, quite a bit. Any wordsmithing that anyone wants to add on this one? I think kind of captured all of our comments in three short sentences or three short lines, which I think is nicely done.
Okay. Public safety.
Question on this one to see just to see if it resonates with other council members. In one of the or in past years, I should say, we've specifically mentioned police, fire, emergency, medical, and I know that's been a discussion with regards to past funding opportunities and kind of a focus on the police, fire, emergency, medical as part of either potential F20 funding through the general fund or not. And so I'm just wondering if we want to add in right where Ken's got his cursor public for the words police, fire, emergency, medical to kind of keep in line with what we've had in the past. Yeah. Public safety services, just being the 2x4 across my forehead, that were those are our main public safety services. Karen, I see you're unmuted. Did you want to share?
Actually, that's where I was headed. I just thank you for doing that.
Anyone else with any proposed wordsmithing?
I think I'm pretty sure it's kind of captured here, you know, by providing adequate resources, including training, to meet service demands and growing challenges. I just, somehow I wanted to say, you know, being open to new ideas, or I feel already that kind of our, especially police department, makes an effort to be on the cutting edge of new programs. And I feel like we're kind of in a time in the world where there are going to be changes and new programs, especially in the area of social justice. Somehow just saying, you know, being open to new programs or with an emphasis on I don't know how to say exactly, with an emphasis on keeping up with cutting edge practices or just new and best practices. I don't know if it, what do people think? Do we need to prioritize that? I mean, it does say including training, but I think our team is already trained in kind of the latest thing. I would even like to see us be leaders, like something that emphasizes I'd like us to be leaders in training and keeping up with these demands.
I know what you're saying, Miriam. You know, I really appreciate how they were able to put at least make this statement somewhat reflect what I tried to put in. I mean, my statement was far too long. I know I went on and on about without prejudice policing and blah, 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 blah. So, but I do understand what you're saying. And, you know, Jeff, you seem to be mighty handy at this wordsmithing business. So maybe you could come up with something.
What about adding leadership here?
Leadership and adequate resources are, okay, I'm going to turn off my mic.
I don't know if it's leadership or just, you know, being open and ready as the field is changing. So being accommodating, not just accommodating, but being probably, if I had to guess, being the first agency in the county to adopt new standards, if that's the way that it's going.
And maybe to champion, I'm sorry.
Yeah, champion.
To champion change in operations or however you want to word that.
Let me try something there from a standpoint of I think we want to make sure and we'll let Chief Peters weigh in as well. So far, I'm without some wordsmithing. I see us relying upon our police force to accomplish this. And so, and before I forget, just from a sentence structure standpoint, can we add services after emergency medical? And then perhaps in providing leadership and adequate resources, including training to meet service demands and growing challenges while partnering with other regional agencies in such areas as homelessness, mental health, vagrancy, and social justice, so that it's not contingent upon our police and our own internal public safety services to provide these. Because I think that's part of what we've seen the challenge is we don't necessarily want our police force to be that first and only line to do that. And so is that what you're trying to capture?
So that would, what you're suggesting is to add while partnering here and then move this statement about with regional agencies, local businesses, et cetera, behind partnering and then continue on. One other thing I would like to point out is, I guess we tried to get at that, you know, openness and new ideas with this word contemporary right here. That was the idea. Whether it captures it adequately enough is for you to judge, but that was the intent there.
Well, I did get that. At least that's what I felt, that that you had picked up on what I was trying to say. And I think as long as we have Chief Peters' leadership, I think we're there. It's just if we don't have that leadership, I think it's important that we have a goal here that is very, very specific as to what we're after. So so that's why I understand what Miriam is saying.
Maybe it's something like continuing to be champions of
contemporary public safety services.
And yeah, maybe let me ask you.
Best practices or something.
And maybe I'll turn to Matt here for just a second to ask if, seeing the kind of the discussion at the council level, with regards to, would that be more captured in the work program? I mean, you hear kind of where we're going with this as a consensus, rather than trying to perfect the language here. Is that something that can become part of a work program? Maybe that's a question for the council, if we need to expand upon that and allow it to go into the work tasks, or specifically put it in the goal.
Can I make just a real quick suggestion, Matt, just before you answer, because it might be a simple way to bring more of this in. Instead of saying ensuring, you know, ensure quality, because we know that's what we're after, because the whole rest of the statement is essentially about quality. What if we had here champion contemporary public safety services and then the rest of the statement? And then in the work program, you know, what you get more practical about what championing, you know, means. Just a thought.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
Just to add to that, I appreciate that suggestion, Ken, and I'll look to the council to provide consensus with that. I would say, just as an overall theme, what we're trying to define is the what's most important, and then the how is what staff will do in its work programming efforts to come back to you and make sure that we have that right. And that includes, are we looking at this with the lens around innovation and trying new ideas? That's really what the work programs are intended to do. So we're here in the council discussion, and I understand and appreciate the focus on making sure we're contemporary, we're looking at new ideas, we're being innovative. And I would argue, or not argue, I would suggest that is a key theme across the organization and how we implement all of these different goals. Innovation is part of our mission, it's part of our objectives. It can be reflected and should be reflected in public safety and other areas as well. So the council should just know that's how we intend to implement all these different goals, and the work programs will be your opportunity to make sure we are doing the right things and how we do that.
I had a question about the wording, just about that how versus, you know, are we in the part where we say while partnering with regional agencies, is that us too much saying how? Because in my mind, just because I've worked with so many of the regional agencies, they're pretty strapped. I don't know if partnering with them is going to too much. You know, it may be that the police need to come back to us and say, we need to hire an officer on our staff, you know? So I don't know if it's partnering or not.
So
let me actually, Ken, before you do it, let me throw out a question then. So does the, if we were to put a period after challenges and remove everything else, and not suggesting that you do that yet, Ken, but would we have the same impact on the goal statement if we stopped it at challenges versus left everything else in? Any thoughts on that?
Mr. Mayor, just one thought is, if you eliminated what I've italicized there but left in the, you know, specificity about homelessness, mental health, social justice, and so on, that might be another way to go. So you would at least highlight certain priority areas.
Yeah, I like that. I do want to keep homelessness, mental health, vagrancy, and social justice, just to acknowledge that there's so much more to public safety than safety.
Right, I agree.
And I would just add that we can certainly go with that language, and just know that partnerships would be back to the how we carry this out. Partnerships with other agencies in looking at dispatch opportunities, partnerships with groups like the Five Cities Homeless Coalition. So again, that's back to the how we would be able to carry that out in support of the what the council would determine in the goal statement.
Right.
I appreciate that. So before we kind of come to the final consensus on this, let me check in with our police and our fire chief just to make sure that we're not adding or subtracting something that is necessary to your missions in addition to what we've been talking about. So Chief Peters or Chief Lieberman, anything you want to add?
Mr. Mayor, members of the council and community, Chief Peters, the police chief. I do, looking at what Ken has devised in reference to the italicized language, if that was removed, it would be pretty sufficient as a goal. And as City Manager Bronson has stated, our how we would accomplish that would be in that work program. We already have very strong partnerships and collaboration, and we already adapt to some of the latest technologies that we can afford, as well as reviewing our policies every 6 months to make sure they're in compliance with state law. So we're doing this, and I think this goal, as it is on the screen here, will be a righteous goal that we can continue to go after and meet.
Thank you, sir. So we'll see if Chief Lieberman has any input to share.
Good morning, Mayor, Council, Steve Lieberman, Fire Chief. I believe that the way the goal is written will allow myself to partner with not only Chief Peters and the police department, but with our other partner agencies. I believe it's a solid place for us to develop a work program and gives us enough flexibility to potentially look at new ways to help homeless folks and how we can approach that from a mental health and social position as first responders.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. Any other last wordsmithing or just a note of consensus from the council? Are we good? Cool. Very good. Thanks for talking through that one, everybody.
So I'm going to go ahead and delete the line that is stricken through, and this would be the final proposed statement. That sound good?
Everybody good with that? Seeing no hands and a couple of shaking heads, we'll move on.
Next to the last one here, but an area of high interest.
Any additions to this one or wordsmithing anyone wants to suggest? Looks like we're good on that one.
Okay, now we're at our last proposed statement.
And actually, bear with me, Ken, just 1 second, and let me check with our city clerk and make sure that Councilmember Robert is still with us, or if he's having a technical difficulty.
I'm on screen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Great. Okay, I had lost your video. Apologize.
Okay, is the video back?
Yep, video is back.
Okay, yep. I just rebooted it. Okay, thank you.
Okay, sorry, Ken.
Okay, street improvements.
So my suggestion is always to make sure that we identify or reference Measure K14, since it has been our number one goal for a number of years now, and so maybe under the continued improvements to major arterials and local streets, parenthetically, with funding from Measure, or using Measure K14 funding. And I don't know if we need, again, to be that specific here, but it's been one of those ongoing ones that it's we're we've been so specific on that recently, and I don't know if we need to still be specific on that, or if we just understand in the work program that that's going to be the one of the major drivers. So I'll look to the council to either include or not include that.
Well, that's another how, isn't it?
And Mr. Mayor, if I can just weigh in on that for a moment, we certainly will defer to the council on the language. Ken and I looked at this, and we thought that given where we are in the evolution of K-14 and other street efforts, we may not need to specify that in the goal state, but knowing that we would specify that more in the work programs, again, back to the how. But again, if council wanted to add that, that is fine. You may need to add other sources as well, because just putting K-14 may suggest that is the only funding source for all of our street projects. And as we know, we're going to be using a very diverse mix of funding for major streets, for the other arterials. So it's up to the council ultimately, but we could just specify it in the work program to have that be the place for it.
And I will defer to council members, but I'm okay with leaving it out.
I can tell you in my goal statement, I think I listed all the funds. So I can see where it could get a bit cumbersome. So
probably best to leave it out.
I think so as well.
I agree. Put that in the work plan.
Yes.
Very good. Then my only other suggestion is, and this is more of me forgetting what the actual title is. Is it the Grand Avenue Master Plan or the West Grand Avenue Master Plan?
Good point, Mr. Mayor. It is the West Grand Avenue Master Plan. That was an oversight on staff's end.
No worries. So any suggestions for this one? So, and I guess my only last question is, do we need to incorporate the medians, underground utilities, bulb out, street trees, and other improvements? Right now it looks like it's identified in the West Grand Avenue Master Plan, but we've been trying to incorporate those on our local streets as well, and I'm assuming we'll incorporate those on our major arterials where appropriate. So I'm wondering if we put a period after West Grand Avenue Master Plan and add the start of a sentence, these improvements could include medians, underground utilities, bulb out, street trees, and other improvements, so that they're not just limited to the West Grand Avenue Master Plan, realizing that on our local streets, it's mostly going to be utility undergrounding and sidewalks.
Yes.
So any discussion or thoughts on that?
You just don't have sidewalks on there.
Yeah, there. We could add sidewalks somewhere.
I don't know if that's would be captured in other improvements, but I think we've had some really good discussion on sidewalks, so probably good to incorporate.
Yeah.
Any thoughts from the council on that one?
Well, I have to say, if we're going to say sidewalks, we might want to add bike lanes. You can say no, but I have to say it.
That is a major part of our street improvements, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I agree with that.
I do, too.
You know, another way to look at this, because again, we have sidewalks and bike lanes in the pedestrian and traffic safety goal earlier. The current goal for street and other capital improvements references complete streets improvements, which by definition tends to include looking at sidewalks and bike lanes as part of that effort. So that's another way to specify this in this goal statement if the council wanted to consider that.
I'm okay. I think it is in a way it is a bit redundant, but I also think it really shows Because, I mean, doing that area of the town right is going to be huge. It's going to be great, not just for street improvement, but also economic development. So I do think it might be a little redundant, but I also think it's good to really show our priorities there.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts.
So I think from that perspective as well, though, Matt has a good point. I'll say we've condensed this one a little bit, because I think in prior years we did have that reference to complete streets, which almost feels like we've broken it into two separate goals this year. And so if that's our intent, I think that works. But I think we could also go back to perhaps a larger component of street improvements and what was it, infrastructure or so forth. So I don't know if you can bring up the, we've kind of got three thoughts here in my opinion. We've got the road paving, we've got the ancillary improvements, features of median sidewalks, so forth, and then we have infrastructure. So is it beneficial to have those all in one goal, since then that allows us to provide more points to what's been our major effort recently? Or do we want to break it into the two or three goals and start to kind of fracture potentially where our priorities end up being for staff?
So are you saying put together?
You're saying like combining pedestrian, bicycle, and traffic safety in with the street. It all depends on kind of the message you want to send. If you want to emphasize that pursuing bicycle transportation and traffic safety is sort of its, own interest while it may overlap with street improvements, because you want to seize those opportunities to advance this interest, but you also want to pursue maybe grant money and other ways of building a safer community for pedestrian and cyclists, then you might want to keep it separate. It sort of all depends on the level of attention you want to give it. We felt that we got somewhat different, there was overlap, but there were differences in what was recommended as well, but we could combine them.
And just to add to that briefly, so just for the council's reference, right now the pedestrian bicycle safety goal has been a freestanding goal for the last couple of goal cycles, as it is here as proposed. And currently we have a street and other capital improvements goal, which is really the broad catch-all for everything we do in capital projects. It includes streets, it includes infrastructure improvements, it includes buildings, as that's how that has flowed from the last couple of goal cycles. As it's been submitted here, we have two goals now, one for facilities, separately, which includes buildings and really park facilities, not infrastructure in terms of water and sewer and medians and utilities, and then the street improvements goal. So we could continue with that approach. Also, council could have perhaps a street and infrastructure improvements, which is not intended to include facilities, city parks, but could include these utilities, the bulb outs, the medians, that is part of this goal as well. Also, just a thought is that we may not need to say West Grand Avenue Master Plan per se in this statement, because that is assumed in the feasible related improvements, medians, underground utilities, bulb outs, that is a key focal point. So it's up to the council if you feel it's necessary to specify West Grand Avenue Master Plan in this statement per se to add emphasis to it.
You could, in other words, Matt, what you're saying is you could just eliminate this statement and it would broaden it out some. I just my two bits. streets are such a big deal in Grover Beach, and you have a revenue measure for it and all of that. I mean, you definitely want it to continue to highlight it and not that it not get lost in a broader capital improvement and infrastructure goal. So it could be broadened to include street improvements and other infrastructure. I just would suggest maybe that the council not lose it, just, you know, because this process, in addition to guiding the staff's budget development, is also a communication tool for the community as well. You know, what are the hottest things for us that are on the plate? So I would keep street improvements somewhere in the title of a goal for sure.
I agree.
So in looking at to kind of go along with what Ken's saying there, our existing goal reads street and other capital improvements. And perhaps it's continue improvements to major and local streets, take out the reference to funding, while incorporating other desirable capital improvements, such as utility upgrades and complete street improvements. And then there's another component to that, like Linda was saying. But these improvements could include medians, sidewalks, bike lanes, stuff like that. But my thought is this one has been such a good, as Matt mentioned, a catch-all for everything that we do. I don't know if changing it is going to be in our best interest.
Now, I think I missed the first part of your suggestion, Mayor. But here, were you saying such as utility upgrades and complete street improvements, and then we could just put a dash so that we would expand on what complete street improvement means a little bit, or parentheticals, median sidewalks, you know, et cetera. And I guess we would eliminate utility upgrades underground utilities, because it's here in utility upgrades.
So have we convoluted ourselves or made it easier or more or clearer?
Is the council amenable to perhaps not capitalizing complete street improvements? That may give the impression that there's a plan for that versus doing this organically as part of our efforts.
And I agree. And in prior goals, it was in quote. So because I think we wanted to make sure that complete streets actually has two connotations, going from for 12th Street, going from Atlantic City to Farrell or wherever it ends. Complete street also includes the median, sidewalks, bike lanes, bulb out, street trees, and other improvements. Thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I believe it was complete streets is how it was referenced.
Complete streets.
Well, here's a proposed way to say it. Maybe this should be related. How does this look?
I think that works for me. Any thoughts from the other council members?
It covers everything. It's more generic. Yeah, I like it.
So as we did with our public safety one, I'll turn to Matt and perhaps to Greg just to make sure that we haven't incorporated by reference or non-reference something that makes this unworkable or more difficult for you.
I'll just start, and then I'll have Greg be able to add to this. I think this does capture the essence of what I call field improvements, streets and related infrastructure improvements that are not tied to facilities. That is a separate goal as defined in the list of goals identified, and I think this does provide clarity around what's expected around street improvements and keeps the facility improvements in a separate goal for the council to rate. Greg, would you add anything to that?
Sorry, it took me a second to pop up there. No, I would not. That looks pretty straightforward to me and seems to capture and confine, you know, to some extent to the street concept, the goal that we're looking for.
Very good. Thank you, gentlemen. So any other wordsmithing proposed by council members, or are we good on this one?
I say good to me.
Good to me.
Sounds good. Okay.
Okay, I think we've got it then. This is how it would look. If this one's acceptable, then we have our ballot language, shall we say. And the next step is we will take a short break and we'll work this language into the ballot for council members, email that to you very soon, along with the slide that shows you the phone numbers and ways to get your ratings back. I would suggest, even though 22 is not a big number, just double check when you do your ratings that it adds up to 22, and then return to Nicole. And as soon as we can work your ratings into the spreadsheet, we'll give you a heads up and reconvene and see how things have shaken out.
And a quick clarification there, Ken, is our maximum score for any one goal statement is 4, correct?
Yes, 0 to 4.
0 to 4, very good. Okay, great. So before we do take a break here, for let's see if there's any last-minute questions or comments by council members. So Council Member Miller?
No questions, thank you.
Council Member Robert?
I'm sorry, what was the time on the break?
Well, it'll be about 15 minutes to, we'll give you council members 15 minutes to do your ratings, and then you get them back to us, and then we've got to crunch them in. So, after you submit your ratings, you're probably going to have a good 20 to 30 minutes before we're ready to come back. You know, once we have all 5 council members in, it'll take us a few minutes to get that spreadsheet put together and kind of try and figure out where the breaks ought to be. So staff, what's the best way we can alert the council to when we're ready to get back together?
Maybe a text?
We can send you all a group text when we're ready to do that. And when, after you've submitted your ballot, I might suggest just to turn off your camera and go on mute, and then we will alert you to when we're able to reconvene again. But I think, Ken, the next step is that we'll take a quick break just to get the ballot confirmed, and then we'll come back and convene and show the council the ballot and the slide, or we'll email that out to them, and then they'll get 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, I don't really think we need to reconvene. I think we've got the language. It's going to be pretty simple to take out all the white space and complete and have a final ballot, and then we'll email that to you.
Okay, so you'll be getting that via email here shortly. And so and also the way to get the information back to us. So again, if you can, we'll take a break and just turn your cameras off and go on mute, and then the next stage will be up to you. And we'll look forward to getting your submissions back here shortly.
Yeah, and we'll need the staff. I'm sorry.
I am going to open it up to public comment before we go on a break. So just to give everybody a heads up.
Okay.
So Mr. Hampion, you had something you wanted to share though?
Yeah, I was just going to say when we do go to the break, just a reminder for the staff, we'll need to be in a breakout room.
Very good. So then before we do that, let's make sure that Councilmember Bright didn't have any last minute questions or comments.
I think she's dancing.
No, thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
All good.
Very good. Then I will go ahead and open this up to the public. I do understand. Hopefully, we still have our member of the public that wanted to speak on this item. If anyone else wants to speak, please dial in now at 805-321-6639, and I'll turn it over to our city clerk and see if there's anyone on the line for public comment on this item.
Yes, we have Debbie Garrett on the phone.
Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, thanks for having me and listening to me and hearing my comments. And I just wanted to state a couple of things. And one is continuing with the homeless and affordable housing. And number two is having house numbers on the curb with glow-in-the-dark paint to help ambulance and firefighters and police to locate their homes as they're needed to. And number three, another alternative for Grand Avenue and Highway 1 is a complex big enough to bring in big name singers and comedians. At the same time, be able to divide for wedding receptions, conference rooms, etc. Mm-hmm. And that was my thoughts of moving forward in Grover Beach.
Very good. Thank you for those comments, Debbie. So I'll check back in with our city clerk, see if there is anyone else who's joined us on the line for public comment.
No, there's no one else on the line.
Very good. Then I'll turn it back over to Ken and to Matt to see if there's anything we need to do before the break.
I don't think so. I think we're ready to go to break. Staff's ready to go to a breakout room, and you should look for that final ballot within the next 5 minutes, I think.
Very good. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
See you in a bit.
Sorry, it took me a second to click. AGP is up and rolling and broadcasting. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Then I will reconvene our February 26th special council meeting of the Grover Beach City Council for our goal setting and turn it back over to either Mr. Bronson or Mr. Hampion to do the grand unveiling.
Your city manager is going to do that.
All right. Well, first of all, thank you to the council for your submissions. We were working diligently behind the scenes, crunching the numbers and putting them into a suggested tiering based on the scores. And as Mr. Hampion will explain, this is really also subject to the council's discretion and how you set these different tiers, but we've suggested an order based on the scores. I'll be sharing my screen and bringing up the scores here. Can everyone see the spreadsheet?
We can see a portion of it. So it looks like it will scroll down beyond the...
Yes, we'll cover each tier individually. But Ken, would you like to go ahead and narrate this?
Well, I would like to say that in all my years of doing this, and probably in a dozen cities, I've never seen a clear demarcation between the major city goals and the rest of the objectives. So that is a really good thing. It shows a high level of consensus around the absolute most important things for the city to progress on in the next 2 years. So, and there are things that you're already working on. And that's great too, because you can't get big things done if you're zigzagging all over the place. And this really shows a high level of commitment to your major city goals. So I don't think there's much question about where the line should go between the major city goals and the other important objectives. Then when you get, Matt, if you could scroll, I guess that would be up or down, anyway. This is, so you go to the next tier, and we go down to 1.4, and then Matt, if you could show that third tier, you know, then it there's a one. So there's about almost a half a point there spread between the two, and that seemed like a logical place to put the as resources permit goals. You know, having said this, I think it's important to keep in mind that these numbers are just tools. It's not like grades in school or anything like that. It's just a way of separating the things that are really important to the community into three tiers. These points will go away when this process is over with, and the staff will be working on work programs for those top four in a very equitable fashion. And I'm sure you'll see elements of all of the rest in different things that you're working on during the budget process and in the next 2 years. We will put these in a final report in that fashion and without the numbers. And also, last time around, the Grover Beach City Council wanted to be sure that in that final report, we included a statement that said that really all of these things are important, but you know, we had to make some judgments about the most important, and that's what we've done here. But we'll keep plugging away on everything to one degree or another. So, and I should also add that where there were tied scores, like the top two, they're just in alphabetical order. There's no suggestion that one is more important than the other, and nor will work be, you know, treated that way. They're all major city goals. So with that, I'll leave it to the council to talk about whether you think the lines have been drawn about right.
Very good. Thank you, Ken, for that discussion. And just for our, I'll call it our newer council members of Council Member Miller and Council Member Robert, who may not have gone through this process in the past. One of the things that Ken is always using as an opportunity for demarcation lines is if you take a look at the top four city goals, they all have point values of greater than 3, which means we have a majority of the council who have considered these the highest priority goals for the city, and that's always a good demarcation place, as he mentioned, because that shows consensus among the council to work on these items above some other items. But as he mentioned, all of these goals are important. So before I turn it over to the council for any last minute questions, I'll just ask one question to Mr. Hampion. Did all 11 goals get at least 1 point, or were there some goals that did not garner any points?
Yeah, if you look at the bottom three, there are some there that did not get any points.
And just to clarify, they got a vote. The last three received 5, 4, and 3 votes, respectively.
Okay, yeah, so all of our...
everything got votes, yeah.
Okay, so our all 11 city goals or goal statements that came forward did get some support from one or more members of the council. So, okay, great. Let me turn to our council members just to make sure that they're comfortable with this or if there's any last-minute comments they want to make. So I'll start with Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
Just that I agree with the goals. It none of it was too surprising, and Yeah, I think the one that was a little hard for me, because I really do see, especially with COVID recovery and everything, childcare being important. And I know childcare kind of got lumped in with recreation. And I know we always do take the opportunity to weave childcare in. So I'm hoping we still do that no matter where it was ranked. I think for myself, I may have just kind of deprioritized recreation because of where we are in the world right now. There's not as much opportunity, but I think that the childcare aspect of that is going to be important with economic development, which seems to be number one. So just keeping that in mind.
Very well stated. So let's check in with Councilmember Bright.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with Miriam. As a matter of fact, I had included the childcare portion of that in my economic development statement. But yes, I'm satisfied with the way this all played out. I'm really pleased to see that we all are pretty much on the same page when it comes to our top major city goals, particularly when it comes to economic development. We are all kind of realize that without that, we can't do anything else. So that, you know, that really, that gives me hope. In that we all realize that. So I'm very satisfied with how this has played out. So thank you.
Very good, thank you. And then next we'll go to Councilmember Miller.
Thank you, Mary Lee. I too am satisfied with how the scoring turned out. You know, it was difficult to prioritize one goal over another. But because our resources are limited, we have to find a way to focus what we, what time and resource we have available. So this is this looks good to me.
Very good. And Councilmember Robert.
Well, being the first time to set goals for a city or help, I found it very difficult. In hindsight, I kind of wish I just put twos everywhere because they're all important, as Matt said. There's nothing not important, but we do have to prioritize. So, but I'm pleased at how it turned out. Yes, our top four goals, I think everyone would agree on. So thank you.
Very good. Yeah, and I'll just say thank you to staff and to Ken for putting this all together. And it looks like we've got some good goal statements and priorities for the next 2 years. And unless there's additional work that or additional information or input that Matt needs from us in helping to start his budget process, I'll turn it back to one or both of Mr. Hampion or Mr. Bonson for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll go ahead and close and thank the council for your diligence and thoughtfulness in this culmination of the goal setting process. And as many of you mentioned, this really does affirm the direction that the council has been on for the last few years. And I think it affirms the direction that we're moving as a city. So the next step is we will formalize the goals. We'll take out the numbers, as Ken mentioned, and we'll bring the goals to you for formal adoption at the March 8th council meeting. And then we will incorporate these into our upcoming budget and work planning process. So every month you'll be seeing something coming from us. Next month you'll see the draft capital improvement program that will definitely reflect these goals and the direction of the council. In April, you'll see the draft work programs for the major city goals and hear a budget update from staff. At the end of May, you'll be actually getting a copy of the proposed budget for fiscal years 21-23. And then at the end of June, you'll be asked to adopt that budget. So this is really the start of a monthly budget progression with the council over the next few months, culminating in the adoption of the budget by the end of the fiscal year. And we, again, appreciate the council's time and attention. I appreciate Ken's great work once again in leading us through the process. And I thank the council, and we are adjourned 15 minutes early from the state of start end time. So we appreciate that.
Very good. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you to staff, and thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.